USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Having established earlier in the week that President Joe Biden has never once visited the southern U.S. border, Fox News' Peter Doocy tried on Friday to obtain a definitive answer to the question of why from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Why is this the one crisis, then, that he thinks he can manage better from here without having seen it than going to the southern border?
I can assure you the president is well aware of what the challenges are in our broken immigration system, something he watched closely over the last 4 years.
Australia's smallest state has announced its plan to welcome travelers from states and territories with a low risk of COVID-19 from mid-October. Within a month, people coming from across the country, except from the state of Victoria, will be allowed to enter Tasmania, Premier Peter Gutwein said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed the cowards of the Supreme Court for the dark of night Texas abortion law decision as the House passed the Women's Health Protection Act.
What the Supreme Court did was cowardly, a cowardly dark of night decision, to allow that bill to go into effect. How could it be?
The U.S. House of Representatives approved legislation on Friday to protect abortion services against growing Republican-backed state restrictions, including a Texas law that imposes a near-total ban on abortion, but the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate. The U.S. Department of State said China is attempting to divert attention from its own bad conduct in Hong Kong by accusing the United States of interfering in city affairs. The statement comes after China published a list of people responsible for the alleged interference. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another California fire, Wendy King reports.
About 4,000 Shasta County residents have been told to evacuate their homes because of a wildfire just north of Redding, California, that has destroyed some structures. The Fawn Fire ignited on Wednesday in the area of Fawndale, according to Cal Fire. A 30-year-old woman from Palo Alto is suspected of arson after walking through brush near where a wildfire was burning in the area. The Shasta County DA has announced charges against Alexandra Sovaneva. She said the suspect may be linked to other fires in the county and potentially elsewhere in California. So far, the Fawn Fire charred an estimated 7,000 acres. Some 25 structures have been confirmed destroyed, and more than 9,000 remain threatened. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton slammed President Joe Biden on Fox's America's Newsroom Friday for throwing Border Patrol agents under the bus. Cotton argued Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president, who doesn't want to enforce our border.
Look, the Border Patrol have been given an impossible job by this president, who doesn't want to enforce our border. There are brave men and women in law enforcement. There's plenty of places on our southern border where Border Patrol agents need to use horses to cover large amounts of forbidding terrain. And I think it's disgraceful that Joe Biden is blaming these brave men and women in law enforcement for his failures.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.